This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Thoughts of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Did you ever open up the mic and you want to sneeze right from the get-go? That's not good. That's a good, hold my nose. I'm like, wait, no, I don't want to sneeze. I just got to start radio show.
That would be a very creative way to start off a segment about allergies or something.
No, it's actually a creative way to start off that the World Bank is investigating, maybe planning for the next pandemic, and maybe it would start because Robert Scott Bell sneezed on the opening of the show today, or almost.
And everybody listening just caught whatever you've got. Right?
Yeah, exactly. But the question is, is the World Bank going to be the cause of the pandemic, or are they going to rush in through their war gaming scenarios and pretend they're the rescuers in this regard? Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours of broadcast healing this very evening. If you're on the West Coast, where I hear it's like 100 degrees as the World Series begins tonight, if you're listening live, stay indoors, don't breathe the air, just open your ears and listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're all good. And if you do breathe the air, nebulize some sovereign silver into your lungs. You'll be okay. You'll be okay. Yeah, the L.A. Dodgers hadn't been in the series since like the 80s. I didn't realize it had been that long.
Wow, I had no idea. Actually, I have not been following baseball this year. So it's the Dodgers and who?
The Houston Astros.
Astros.
Yeah. And that's kind of cool for Houston, having suffered some major flooding, hurricane damage this year. Got to make them feel good about that. But the baseball, man. You know, it's just not that exciting anymore since they banned steroids. I don't watch. I mean,
dang it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, don't you want to see 196?
Where's Jose Canseco, man?
When you need him, right? Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So we're moving on from there. And in fact, I'm going to thematically open up our World Bank rehearsing for the next pandemic with a little bit of an insight into what would be the most likely cause of the next pandemic. And it's not going to be a virus, bacteria, fungus naturally occurring. I'll just say it that way. It won't be a naturally occurring. But see if you can guess what I believe it will be.
Death by doctor. Androgenic disease.
Cause of death, as published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, is MD-directed treatments. This means you go to a medical doctor, he gives you a treatment, and you die from it.
Have you figured it out? What will be the cause of the next pandemic? Granted, in the so-called third world regions of planet Earth, where sewage is running through the streets, and they don't have adequate sanitation, hygiene, or nutrition, we would recognize that there are other devastating starting points. But the question of the end points of those pandemics, we go back 100-plus years to the typhoid pandemic. We go back 100 years to the swine flu. No, that was the Spanish influenza epidemic. This is the one they always point to. 50 million dead worldwide. And we recognized that those who sought out homeopathic, naturopathic help lived. Those who sought out allopathic suppression medicine were more likely to die. I'm not making it up. It's statistically already validated and has been for a long time. Yet the World Bank doesn't seem to know about it. As they're talking about it with government ministers, infectious disease outbreaks on their mind, always on their mind, every year. Right now, flu shot season, hunting grandma and grandma, even though the shots don't work. You know what? Let's add some extra strength adjuvant, more aluminum, things that will hyperstimulate your immune system to death. And, of course, we'll target pregnant women, even though it increases the risk sevenfold for spontaneous abortions. Yep, I'm just going to let it pause for effect. And, of course, we can target everybody in between, too. It's phony medicine. In fact, it's iatrogenicide. It's population reduction by modern medicine. And, of course, we could say with the World Bank, they contribute to it because they pretend to go in and trade access to your resources, whether it be in Africa or other places where there are natural resources, or it could be gold, could be oil, could be rare earth minerals. They want to go in there and get the stuff. And in order to do that, they promise those third world leaders they will deliver infrastructure. They will provide infrastructure via international loans through the IMF, the World Bank, the different banks to enslave populations, to enslave nations, with promises of better toilets that never arrive. And the same sewage is still in the same streets. But, oh, yeah, once you accept the bribes, once you accept the money from the globalists, they'll come in with needles. They'll drop needles from the sky. They'll bring needles with priests. They'll bring them in any way they can. And they will facilitate the rise of these pandemics because they either don't understand or they don't care to understand because they have a nefarious agenda that is harmful to the health of the humans that they target, not helpful to the humans that they target. The idea here is we would ratchet up immunity not by hyperstimulating it through toxic injections and ultimately destroying it, but we would clear the terrain. We would establish a healthy new terrain, an environment, a milieu that begets life, not disease. We would provide for ways to remediate soil and grow food in those places that have become food deserts. We would not carpet bomb them with vaccines. And no, we wouldn't even have to carpet bomb them with antibiotics either if we provided them with silver, with selenium, different things that would modulate immunity. And, of course, well, if we could, you know what I'd do? I'd parachute in with beta-1-3D glucan. Beta-glucan from Better Way Health. I mean, there are things that modulate immunity without harming the system, without killing the system, actually bringing the system back online. We already know how to do it, but they're not interested. Bill and Melinda Gates, no! We got to get them more vaccines. They suffer from vaccine deficiencies. And they're acknowledging that they had a chaotic and horrendously inefficient early response to the 2014 Ebola epidemic in West Africa. And the other problem here is that they realize that the unofficial news, which is probably more accurate than the official stories, is traveling faster through social media now than they can contain, than they can control. And that's problematic to them. Because when they say Ebola is going to spread everywhere, and the people start saying, hey, selenium reverses it, silver reverses it, it's not a big deal. Sure, it's a big deal to those who really acquire it or develop it because of lack of selenium in the soils. But my goodness, the word is out, and it's not the official story. And so as they're war gaming these scenarios, they're also looking at how do we counteract the effect of social media, putting out stories that are not approved by us. Your global world leaders bow down to Bill and Melinda Gates. Not here, not now, not ever. Now, Super Don, yesterday on the show, you were Mr. Naysayer, and even Rashid Batar, Dr. Batar, just ganged up on me at the end and said, man, what a sucky transition you made. I shouldn't have showed up for work yesterday.
So you've got a complex now. Thanks.
I have got a total complex, and yeah. Now it's your turn to prop me up or tear me down, whatever you think I need okay. Right now, because you know how I cover these stories.
Okay. So what can I help you with exactly?
I don't need any help. I just thought I'd throw you a bone, man, because you were just like on yesterday. You were just nailing it. So maybe...
In regards to this story, obviously, you know, the big red flag that pops up for me is that the World Bank is handling this, right?
Yes.
kind of weird, I guess, but yes. Maybe not. But you know what? Here's my thought on this as I was kind of contemplating this opening story today. It really sucks that we live in a world where we cannot do, make preparations for things and just take a story on face value. Oh, look. Yes, we don't want something tragic to happen, and so here's the World Bank. How nice of the World Bank, you know, to take an interest in wanting to help people and help people prepare. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wish, I don't know, maybe this is like some kind of utopian, you know, pipe dream or something like that, but it just really sucks that we can't have a situation like this and be able to look at it in that face value way. That, you know, it's just like, okay, so... Why are they doing this? What's the agenda? What's going on behind the scenes and stuff? It can't just be a large international organization wanting to help humanity be prepared for a disaster, right?
Super Don, no longer naive. He wants to be, but he can't be. Yeah, you're right. Just Utopia D instead of Super D. Yeah. Okay. All right. Granted, it does, but we cannot pretend that that's not the reality. I mean, those are the people that are the flat earthers. What they want to say, hey, it's the way I believe it is because it's what I want to believe. Go ahead. You want to believe it, then take the shot. But, man, there have been thousands of years of recorded history of good health. And there have been thousands of years of recorded history of pandemics as well. But the question is why? Is it because they lacked vaccines throughout history? No. It's because they didn't understand the law of the terrain. Well, of course, famine can result in disease. They acknowledge that. But instead of providing better soil to grow food in, they genetically engineered rice with synthetic vitamin A, golden rice, whatever it is they create. And, of course, that's problematic because it isn't the way you're supposed to eat food. Synthetically isolating genes and, you know, splicing them in or crisping them in. We've got a story about crisping something. Not going to be nice, but we're going to talk about it. So on this show, the Robert Scott Bell Show, when we talk about the World Bank, we don't bow down and worship. When we talk about the IMF, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. By the way, the CDC also involved in this discussion about future pandemics and what to do about it. This is the same organization that has tried to cover up the fact that the MMR vaccine is directly linked to autism manifestation, particularly three times the rate in black chilled boys, African-American boys, given the shot on time or early. And that organization is participating in discussions about future pandemics. Be afraid, be very afraid. I'd say that. No, I would just say be aware, be very aware. And if they say it's blue, it's probably green. But if you want to know what color it really is, just tune in to the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. And also now, simulcasting on YouTube. Go to robertscottbell.com. You can see it now. Jeffrey Jackson, next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
I feel a little bit ornery tonight as I'm echoing myself going to the break. So what will it be? Who will it be? Well, we've got some excellent, excellent guests tonight. And we're going to start with a theme song. I haven't played for him in a while, and I don't know if he even likes me when I do this, but I can't help myself.
AJ. AJ. Action Jackson.
Yes. He's smooth. He's bad to the bone because he's so awesome. Jeffrey. Action Jackson, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show, covering the news stories like nobody else in the mainstream media. They couldn't do it. They would hurt themselves, and Jeffrey would have to come into the rescue with some Arnica Montana, silver hydrosol, and a Band-Aid. Jeffrey, how are you?
That's right. I'm doing great. Thanks for the intro. I can't complain. It's wonderful.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you're up there in the Detroit area. As far as I know, I think it thematically rolls with you, and I'm glad to have you here because, man, you threw down, I say you, but Del Bigtree and folks threw down the gauntlet on the Department of Health and Human Services recently over the issue of vaccine safety oversight failures. Now, we've known this has been going on, but what gauntlet could be thrown? Do tell.
Yeah, well, the entire gauntlet, I'd like to say, all the stuff that we've covered, you and I, on our show, I always come on and we talk about vaccine stories and vaccine fraud and injury. This is the gauntlet. It's a legal letter by Del Bigtree and the Informed Consent Action Network. That is his nonprofit, which I am a field reporter for. And I am reporting that the Secretary Director, Eric Hargan, of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has been served a legal notice by ICANN and the team. And it's for, well, basically, just to back up, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 made nearly every aspect of vaccine safety the exclusive responsibility of the Department of Health and Human Services, and they failed. And what parts have they failed? One, two, three parts, just a couple parts here and there? All of it. All of it. They failed all of it. And there's no hiding it anymore. So what this legal notice did was it gave them 60 days, and that is written into the law of the 1986 mm-hmm. Act. So they have 60 days to answer the questions in this notice, whether it's saying, well, we didn't do any of these action steps, or we're doing them, and here's what part of the action steps we're doing. They have 60 days to answer this notice, and if they don't, the clock's ticking. We're actually, I believe, 15 days into it, and if they don't, then there is full authorization for Congress to perform a civil action against the Secretary, Eric Hartman, for his failure, or alleged failure, to perform the acts or duties of vaccine safety compliance.
Jeffrey, I have to ask here, is it only Congress that can act? Because what if Congress doesn't act? We know they're complicit. I know there are a few good men, maybe a few good women there too, that might do something. But I don't know that we could ever count on that happening. Is there a secondary plan if they don't act that we the people can act in terms of a civil action?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but we definitely have to go through. So there's steps with this. So this will be the first step. And if Congress doesn't act, then from my limited knowledge, I believe individuals or perhaps a class action can move forward with a civil suit, a civil action against the Eric Hargan and the Department of Health and Human Services. So I'm not going to say I have a feeling one way or another if they're going to answer these questions or not, but this list, I would urge everyone to go and read this list that is on this. If people can go to icandecide.com, and this it's under the HHS notice, or if you want to, you can read my article about it, which summarizes it. And everyone should read the alleged failures or the alleged issues that this legal notice puts forward. And it's a laundry list of basically three decades of complete failure. And the biggest thing I think people should take out of this is what I took out of it. Mm-hmm. It's really sad that we're at this point. It's very empowering we're at this point, but it's sad that our government and our oversight committees have failed us to this level, that private citizens that have to file. I mean, this notice was signed on by over 4 million people, 55 organizations comprising over 4 million people. And we're talking Autism One. We're talking Moms Across America. I mean, every organization and then some that you've covered on your show, they're all on this notice. We're all holding their feet to the fire now.
Beautiful. Well, it took us a long time to get here, but you have to exhaust all remedies at law, as the law prescribes, before you can take that next action or that next action or the next action, or they just keep booting you back, kicking you out. So efficiency demands that you read it all the way through and strategize based on what is there. If not, then you have to do an end around a different way. We'll talk about that as well. Jeffrey Jackson, my guest this hour. We got a cannabis update as well coming up. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has been put on legal notice on the vaccine safety oversight failure, or failures. And our good friend Del Bigtree, I like to call him now, his new nickname is Brother Love. And Jeffrey, have I asked you yet? Because, I mean, we missed you at this year's Truth About Cancer. And Dell, man, slayed it. He just was like the most devastatingly powerful presentation on these issues of vaccine safety or lack thereof that I had ever seen. And many people agree with that. I don't know if you got to see it online or not.
Yes, indeed. I wish everyone would. That's Dell's sweet spot, his bread and butter, is live performing, live speaking, and motivating with devastating truth and facts.
Hmm. That was a beautiful thing. And so now they're putting that into play in terms of a letter or demand, according to what the law provides for the 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. If the Department of Health and Human Services had failures on the issue of vaccine safety oversight, There are prescribed methods to call them to the carpet. And that has just been waylaid 15 days in, 45 days to go to where HHS has to answer. Then if they do not, Congress can take civil action. And if they don't, which I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't, then it's a step, I don't know what step it is. We have to look further into it, Jeffrey. But on the break for our YouTube crowd, we were reading through some of the things that are being asked of HHS. We left off, and our radio crowd's now going to join us in progress. What is the next question?
Well, there's a lot of questions. Like we talked about earlier, I'd advise everyone to look at that and just in jaw-dropping madness see what your health department has not done for you in this country. So the one we left off at was, this is a question posed to HHS in the notice, was, please advise when HHS intends to begin conducting research to identify which children are susceptible to serious vaccine injury. If HHS believes it has commenced this research, please detail its activities regarding the same. So what that, you know, reading between the lines, what that's saying is, in fact, we know vaccines are not one size fits all. You've had 30 plus years to do the research on this and figure out which kids are susceptible and to act accordingly to adjust the vaccine program for that. And all I'm seeing, I don't know about you, Robert, but is double down, double down, double down, mandatory vaccines, California, mandatory vaccines for healthcare workers, on and on. So by their actions, we shall know them, and their actions are showing that they're not doing it.
Please confirm that HHS shall forthwith remove the claim that vaccines do not cause autism from the CDC website, or alternatively, please identify the specific studies on which HHS bases its blanket claim that no vaccines cause autism. Boom! Telling you, man, this is great stuff. This is devastating, but they're not going to cooperate willingly. You know that. This has always been the case since the dawning of the American Republic. You shall bind them down by the change of the Constitution. It didn't say tickle them with feathers. It said bind them down. And, of course, we've lost sight of that, and people are cowering in fear of HHS or state-level governments in terms of these vaccine mandates, which are just intolerable in terms of the cruelty that they're delivering on the innocent children that they're visiting with these needles.
Well, each one of these questions is a sword through the dark heart of their unanswered question and their fraud. So it's just beautiful to see this thing come to light. And through the questions, we shall have further awakening. So they can answer or they cannot answer. And through their silence, they'll create more of an uprising than they could ever possibly imagine.
Please advise whether HHS intends to forthwith conduct adequately powered and controlled prospective as well as retrospective studies comparing total health outcomes of fully / partially vaccinated children with completely unvaccinated children. You can say boom.
Never been done. Never been done before.
Boom, boom, boom.
There's a shocker for anybody that may have been listening. Never been done. The other thing that's kind of interesting, too, back up to the question before that about vaccines do not cause autism on on the CDC's website. Basically, it's this bad. The two big studies that the CDC bases it on, one's by Paul Thorsen. He's literally wanted by the FBI. He's on the FBI's most wanted list.
Interpol.
He's authored one of the studies, and he's up for research fraud and taking millions from the CDC. The other are alleged criminals that haven't seen their day in court yet, the William Thompson CDC whistleblower group, those creatures that allegedly threw their statistical manipulations in a garbage can to show that vaccines didn't cause autism, when in fact they actually showed a marked increase in autistic issues in young children and ticks, they call them.
Mm-hmm. These are research zombies. And they're devastating, destroying children. Maybe they're not, you know, physically in the terms of a television show eating them, but my gosh, by trashing the data, they're sacrificing them on the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, vaccine denomination. And now more devastating consequences are coming your way. Now, I believe with all my heart that these people are going to answer for what they've done in this life or the next, but utilizing that which is prescribed in the law itself is something that it's taken 30-plus years to figure out. Somebody figured it out, and now it's finally happening. Unless I'm mistaken, this has never been, you know, gauntleted down the HHS's throat.
Yes, it never has been. It never has been. Not to this degree. I don't even think they've challenged legally to this degree or even close to it. And here we are. I'm going to start, if someone hasn't already, I'm going to start a viral a countdown for this. I believe, you know, don't quote me on this, yeah, I'll have to do the math, but I believe we're at 35 days and counting as the countdown is for them to answer. So expect some fireworks on that when they don't answer. We're gonna continue this move forward. And, you know, we know what that is at the end of this road. It's disobedience, and society suffers from that because, unfortunately, systems can't function when, you know, say all the nurses walk out of hospitals or doctors don't practice anymore or people just in mass don't get vaccines anymore. So the HHS has to ask itself, do we really want a societal collapse at the hands of the medical community, or at least the awakened medical community, to hide these questions that they can't answer? Or do they want to? Now, this notice also says at the end, we want answers, but we're willing to work with you. We're willing to have a conversation and discuss how to best move forward with this. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like those old police movies when they have the, when they're questioning the criminal or the alleged criminal, and they have the spotlight that's making them sweat. And they said, look, just tell us what you did and we'll work through this together. So we're kind of right there with the HHS. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. A little over 30 days. We'll see.
Pardon me for being a little bit rude about this, but I mean, I don't want to work with them. I don't like working with baby killers and baby eaters and baby injectors. You know what I'm saying? These people have done horrendous and heinous things, and I would have a hard time being in the same room with them. I mean, this is the thing that, you know, I've talked to Jonathan Ebord about this. You know, he's in Washington, D.C. He's fighting in the belly of the beast, and I don't know how he does it. I don't, you know, when I go there, the energy is so negative. And it's, you know, if you're strong enough, I suppose you can withstand it. Very few people can. But I've elected, at least in this lifetime, chosen to speak to folks who are ready to listen as opposed to trying to yell and scream or even talk nicely to the people who are so shut down or paid so handsomely not to see what is obvious, what is that we can all see, Jeffrey.
Yeah, that's a really important point. And for listeners that may be casual listeners or people that are on the sidelines, when people go up against, so Jonathan, yourself, myself, when people go against this system and the depth of it, you know, some of these things, when you see the depth of how bad some of these things are, it'll make you believe in God pretty quick, or God or your God. You will look to a higher power, because when you stare evil in the eye, you know that there's another flip side to that coin, and that's who's working with you.
Yeah.
And it takes a special type of person to withstand that on a long-term basis over a long enough timeline. Most of us have to jump in and jump out just to keep our humanity and our sanity, because, yeah, I'm with you. You know, the notice allows for that to work with Dell and the team and medical professionals who understand this, but I wouldn't touch these departments and these institutions with a barge pole. They're fallen. They're evil and they're corrupt. They've had over three decades to change things, and I see nothing but doubling down. And I'll say it again, by the actions, we know them. And that's what made me decide 5 years ago to drop everything in my life and report this, because to me it was a simple equation. There's not going to be a future for our children if there's no future for me to run to. I had to do it. And a lot of us feel the same way. And some people can give more than others. Some people just tell their neighbors. And some people start a radio show and simulcast over the globe. And some people do reports. But it's time, everyone. Everyone listening, it's time to do your part, because they're on the run now. They're on the defense.
Step it up. It's different now. Like I said, we've been reacting. Now we are acting. And acting in consciousness, not just blindly lashing out. This is beautiful, the strategy they didn't expect to have happen. Jeffrey, on another note, we got a couple of minutes before I know you got to go, but what about what's going on in Ireland? I mean, the updates out there with the HPV shot, the government's outrageous, and even the media outrage attacks on these folks who have recognized the danger of these vaccines.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the one-trick pony. It's the same thing. They're continuing to push it. I know their health minister was pictured getting a flu shot in a prominent media outlet paper, so to show that everything's all set, everything's okay. I'm noticing now parents are posting pictures of their daughters. Now, again, for people listening, this may sound rough, but understand this is what these people deal with every single day. They're posting pictures of their daughters with seizures. Mm. These are teenage daughters after the shot, after the HPV shot, that have now to live with seizures. So much like the Vietnam War and the 60s and 70s, it wasn't outrage didn't come until the news started showing the soldiers, the young kids coming home in body bags and the actual casualties. So here's what social media is doing. It's showing the casualties. The HPV uptake has plummeted in Ireland because their health system refuses to listen and their media won't report on it. So parents have taken to social media and they've taken the narrative. The narrative is now lost by the mainstream because they did not act. So parents are in the driver's seat, just like the HHS report. We're on the offense now. And every time they double down at this point, it's going to do 10 times the damage that it did in the past because there's more people watching. And it's really obvious when you're watching.
Doctors, pediatricians, you're on notice. The longer you deny this reality, the less the people will have trust in you. And you're going to be scratching your head saying, well, what did I go to medical school for? I thought I had exalted MD&D status. Well, no, not as long as you attack or allow the attack on children with unscientifically sound toxic medicaments that I've said many times you would not put in a baby's bottle. They would de-license you. But if you inject it, oh, the government loves you. But the moms and dads out there, no different. Not so much anymore. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, thanks again to Jeffrey Jackson. We got lots more healing to go. We got a dentist from Denmark coming up later in the show who we met at the conference over the weekend. I promised we'd have her on today, and we will. Great interview already done in the can, but it's going to reveal to the rest of the world this very evening. But right now, we got to do some cannabis.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Pain is on cap. Hopefully not on your cap. But a lot of people suffering with pain. And the question about, hey, is CBD legit? Is it for real in dealing with pain? I know firsthand it is. And in fact, these last 2 days, Super D, we've been dealing with it. My daughter's, you know, having the cycles, and it's rough on her. My wife had it when she was young. Brutal. Thankfully, it's not that bad. And also different is that this is not being met with pharmaceutical drugs, but it's being met with CBD. So utilizing CBD for pain, and I've got these CBD oil capsules that we've used. And also my wife will take some of the CBD oil, the balm, that you could rub on an area. You know, you can rub over the ovaries or over the abdomen. And even when we talk about joint pain, and that's the headline here, can CBD oil relieve arthritis pain? Recent studies saying that cannabidiol could play a role in the treatment of arthritis. And they talk about two forms, osteoarthritis, the degeneration, and rheumatoid arthritis, which is the autoimmune aspect of it. And in both cases, it seems to be, at the very least, helpful in reducing the intensity of the pain. Now, it's not a surprise to me anymore, as it was a few years back when we first started experimenting and really accessing CBD like we hadn't done in 70 years. But the science is there to support it, and the folks are letting us know, and our buddy Chris Barr and Angie, the way they're utilizing it for a lot of things, I just keep getting more and more stories of, miraculous recoveries.
Yeah. I mean, it's, of course, it's all anecdotal, but, you know. no, you're right. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer at this point. And I know that especially when you read these articles, and listen, I really like Medical News Today because I think they're very fair. and balanced in how they report on things. But, you know, even they will say on here that there are studies that may show, and there are studies that could possibly be, and they always have to end it with, you know, more research needs to be done. And I, you know, and I respect
money.
That.
Yeah.
I respect that, but at the same time, if you want to split hairs, if you want to split hairs on whether something is proving something or not, when you have a mountain, literally a mountain of anecdotal evidence, you have to pay attention to that. Because anecdotal, whether it's anecdotal or empirical or whatever, it's still evidence. You know,
They list some of these studies.
They do.
They're suggesting CBD could help to treat arthritis and relieve the inflammatory pain associated with it. 2011 study found that CBD helped to reduce inflammatory pain in rats by affecting the way pain receptors respond to stimuli. A 2014 review noted that in animal studies to date, CBD has shown promise as an effective treatment for osteoarthritis. Okay. A 2016 study found that the topical application of CBD had the potential to relieve pain and inflammation associated with arthritis. Not only that, but I'm holding this up for the YouTube crowd, this plus CBD oil balm. This is the raw, which works very physically. And I've had people, you know, rubbing it on to areas, joint pain, things like that, or the super strong stuff, which is the gold, and seeing pain relief like, you know, menstrual cramping, serious headaches, and even migraines. Again, I still vote for anything that helps the liver there, too. It's not like I'm saying, oh, abandon liver detoxification, all ye who enter the world of CBD. No, that's not my way of saying it. But in terms of safe management and reduction without toxicity, this is the bomb now. Okay?
The bomb.
The bomb. 2016 study found that the topical application of CBD has the potential to relieve pain and inflammation associated with arthritis. 2017 study found that CBD might be a safe and useful treatment for osteoarthritic joint pain.
You see the common theme on this, though. Yeah. And they'll get around to it. Eventually, you're just going to say, yes, it works. But, you know, until then, they still have to leave the door open.
Unless you want to be tired, right? Because that's the, oh, my gosh, you took too much. I'm tired.
No.
Right? They say some people feel irritable. I think that's probably more with the THC side of things than nausea. I've never taken so much to get nauseous, but I guess, again, you can take too much of anything. Fortunately, it doesn't kill you. That's great news, folks. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How much weed killer is in you? And do you like CRISPR bacon? That's a question Super Don asked me earlier. And then we've got Dorte Bredgaard from Denmark, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.